right, good morning, everybody. Today is Friday, January 15th, 2016. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here on UCY.TV. Happy Friday, everybody. We made it. And it is 30 degrees and partly cloudy here in upstate New York. I saw it was going to get up to 43 today. So maybe a little bit of melting of that little bit of snow that we got. I'd be happy if it all went away. So where did we leave off yesterday? It seems this week has been the week of freaks. We've talked about lots of human-animal hybrids and chimeras this week. And that is what we titled this, Human-Animal Hybrids, Chimeras, and 21st Century Medicine. And the reason why I mentioned 21st Century Medicine is because we've looked at how much mad science gone mad there is. But as aptly as Lonnie Clark pointed out, in a comment on the show yesterday, it was really scary because we had scientists. There was a scientist, the Japanese guy, in the last story that we read, had mentioned that how there was too much paperwork to be able to get participants' cellular cultures, DNA swabs, to utilize in these experiments. And he was mixing DNA at an embryonic level with sheep and pigs and letting them gestate to see what would happen for a little while. And because it's such a big pain to get paperwork done and get volunteers, he's been using his own DNA to do that. And very frightening thought when you start looking at how mixing human cells and animal cells might influence their brain development at an embryonic state. I don't know. There definitely are a few oddball things going on. So anyway, I think we're going to continue on that today. You know, we've kept going on about, you're only human, but your kids could be so much more. And we still haven't finished that. We discovered that what they're doing right now is using in vitro fertilization, which we've had around for a really long time. And now they're mixing in some of this CRISPR-Cas9 technology to be able to genetically modify the human embryo and then implant it. And what's we've been talking about this for quite a while, but a story just came out yesterday. And, you know, we hit a story yesterday from 2011 about the animal-human-animal hybrids. There were 150 of them they found in a lab. And China, the Chinese clone guy, saying that we are just about ready to start creating genetically modified humans. And as far as the technology goes, he's got it all. But it isn't really approved anywhere. Well, check this out. This just came out yesterday. We could be just weeks away from the first genetically modified human in Britain. Says scientists in Britain are awaiting a decision by the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority, or HEFA for short, and whether the editing of spare IVF embryos for research purposes is to be made legal. Of course, these are the leftovers. You know, if somebody was going for IVF fertilization, they might have taken 10 eggs and it only took 3 eggs to get pregnant. What do you do with those extras? They're looking to be able to get approval to use these for scientific research. If the bid is approved, a team at the Francis Crick Institute in London says that it could begin work straight away with the first transgenic human embryos in the country expected to arrive within a few weeks or months. Here it comes. This is really scary since, you know, I mean, besides China, and let's leave China out of this because China is a whole different animal. But I mean, we're talking like a Western nation here. A Western nation that's part of, you know, the side that we kind of side with, you know, not some shady lab in some shady country somewhere. Not that, you know, I mean, you can leave your own judgments there, but I'm just saying, this is the UK, and they may approve this here any day now. Embryo gene editing You know, and I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, once they do that, then we're going to be sending scientists over there to all their little mad science labs. Embryo gene editing is a very controversial topic. And I believe, though, in the UK, that was the country where they also allowed the three-parent fertilization just recently, last year maybe. I think it was last year, year before. Last year, I don't know, time just bleeds together. Three-parent IVF, where they used the genes of the parent and the other parent, and then there was some genetic defect, so they used the genes of the third parent to correct the genetic defect. All right, embryo gene editing is a very controversial topic, and some believe that it provides an invaluable way to prevent genetic disease at birth. Others think that it will eventually lead to designer babies. Yeah, of course it will. If you got enough money, like they said in that other story we're going to get back to, you'll be able to order the kid like a pizza. A pizza menu. Hold the blue eyes, I want green. Lead to designer babies and other unethical uses. Yeah, like super soldiers. As well as affecting the evolution of future generations that cannot possibly be predicted. Ding, ditty, ding, ding, ding. Well, hey, I hope Science Alert was listening to the show yesterday, because I think we talked about those very topics yesterday. The practice is currently banned in the U.S., while researchers in China have come under fire for their own early experiments, although only non-viable embryos, which couldn't result in births, were used. You know, we do get quite a lot of listeners from Australia. That is where this publication is from. I really hope they're not, like, listening to my show. And because how weird is that? That was just, like, the whole day yesterday. They distilled it down into two paragraphs. All right, in the UK, it is permissible to use this gene editing technique for research purposes as long as the embryos are eventually destroyed. And hey, that's exactly what the story I read yesterday said. And as France's Crick Institute is the first organization to apply for a license under these guidelines, it is something of a test case, which is why the decision is attracting so much attention. The scientist behind the application wants to study the fundamental causes of infertility in embryos over the first 7 days of their life, and technically known as the blastocyst stage, and that will still be forbidden to implant these embryos into the womb. And the researchers say that that is not their intention, but if their tests are successful at limiting the chances of a miscarriage, the pressure to allow genetically modified babies will grow. You know, and you're going to have all these poor people going, we want to have a baby. Please, just like the IVF now. I told you I know so many people that these OBGYNs just really pushed it, you know, encouraging them, as a matter of fact, to go IVF. Don't worry about it. We can take care of it. You know, we can mix it up. Hold on, I'm going to sneeze. Oh, it went away. We can mix it all up, and we'll make sure you get pregnant. Don't worry about it. And, you know, like I said, there are some people who are meant to have kids and some people who aren't. But don't force it. So now, you know, just the fact that they could IVF it before was a big deal. But now, if they could use in vitro fertilization as well as being able to modify an embryo, and, you know, I mean, the first thing, you know what it's going to be? Pick if you want a girl or a boy. That's what it's going to be. That's going to be the simple number one genetically modified embryo. You'll be able to decide preconception if you're going to have a girl or a boy. The next thing, maybe eye color, something that's very innocuous to kind of lay the stage for making people comfortable with super babies. But yeah, I would say, and maybe hair color even, brown or blonde or redhead, green, blue or hazel eyes, and whether or not it's a girl or a boy. Mark my words, it's not going to be too much longer past that once they start discovering where all these little buttons are inside the DNA. that if you got the money, they got the CRISPR technology to be able to engineer whatever you are looking to do for manipulating the embryo of your new offspring. All right, anyway, as we reported back in September, this is Science Alert, when the application was first made, yeah, well, guess what? We did too.